Now, some input from our listeners. Gary Weiner of Broomfield, Colorado, wrote in about our recent discussion on the nation's growing income gap. His comments were directed at economist Tim Kaine of the Heritage Foundation. He said, Mr. Kaine must be living in a fantasy world. Where does he get his average figure of 10 weeks on unemployment? My wife was laid off at Christmas of 2003 and still has not found a comparable position. Could she get a minimum wage job with no benefits? Sure, because that's the only kind of job being created. Linda Herr was listening by satellite when she heard her ethicist Randy Cohen asked about the proper way to dispose of a pollution-causing 1964 Chevy Nova. Our host John Itzde suggested a pollution swap, selling the car to someone in the Sahara Desert, where there's no automobile pollution. Ms. Herr was listening in Cairo, Egypt, which she describes as the middle of the Sahara. She wrote, here the streets are clogged with cars that don't pass European emission standards, but got sold off somewhere to people happy to be able to afford any car at all. Air quality is a huge problem. If you have a problem with what you hear, write us at watc@npr.org. Please include your phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.